To whom it may concern. This tape was taken on small portable recorders for the purpose of casually monitoring transmission materials, interference, and intruders on the amateur radio band frequencies. The following subject matter will give you an idea of what was heard on the 40-meter amateur band during a typical day local time. The final section of this tape was made after local midnight in plain language. Luckily, we found this station, but unlucky that we listened late in their conversation, unaware that news is in the making. Occasionally, signals are affected by atmospherics, other amateur stations, and broadcast stations. The voices you'll be hearing and the unorthodox use of radio will be the voices from Jonestown, Guyana, and Georgetown, Guyana. When challenged earlier this year, the call signs they used were WB6MID Portable 8R3 in Portakaituma and WB6MNH Portable 8R1 in Georgetown, Guyana. Although they did not use their call signs during the monitored period, except 8R1, 8R1, do you copy? Here is the tape.
Roger. Okay. Oh, yeah. Keep ticking.
Bill was, you know, in there.
can't do it then? No. Bill was the one that didn't like to get the letters at night.
We got it. Roger, but you're asking
me, when you keep bringing them up, like the one who is with me being his husband, I'm trying to explain who they are, and you copy?
This tape was made on February the 13th, 1978, 1849.
Is that the same as the next one? Roger. Is she there? upstairs. That's Gary. She's doing dinner.
Okay, just let her know that Mark, you know, has a lot of sleep in her and he's really depending on her to push in the procurement department. When you come out on a charter, Mark's going to set some time aside so you can see us with Lou, and it will be just temporary because he's concerned about, our department, as far as I've been in.
Well,
his brother just came in and informed me he was supposed to be doing it, so I don't know what that makes sense, but that's all right. That doesn't make any sense. How's your boy on the woman? Like I said, I mean, I don't care, because I don't care. But it's confusing us. You say Mark is watching, but Carl says another. I just don't understand, and I don't want to be in trouble for it.
Well, for maybe while you come in for a short... In a short time, that's all I can think of.
Oh, I don't know. I'm going in and coming right back, right?
You're coming in on a charter.
Right, and I'm leaving the same day, right?
What?
And I'm leaving the same day, right?
You're coming in with the charter!
I know, and I am leaving the same day. The charter comes in and goes out, right?
Oh, I guess, I don't know.
Doesn't matter. Roger, whatever you say, Roger. I mean, I can tell you where it's at, and I hope it doesn't need to be passed on, but you're only a little paranoid when someone comes in and says, Carl's very concerned about the situation, and he needs to take over.
Who said that?
Anyway, I don't really care, but I mean, I don't care. It's just in the sequence of events with Susie and then this thing, and then he said something else about, Georgetown not functioning well. I know we're having a lot of fun.
I just hung up the phone, and he said because of your efficiency in your department, because I said, she needs to know if she's applying everything that is coming in for a short term. I tell you, because of her efficiency, because of the department that you work in, he said it can only be for a very short period of time, so you can set some time aside so you can be with Lou. That has nothing to do with Kathy's concern. He said that Thomas, no, the brother who just got here from last night.
My natural paranoia of, the situation with Susie and then this, and then he was saying, and you know, he said very positive things, like, you know, the girl said that he trusted all of us in here, but then also, you know, it, we're not functioning well, the boat took too long to get back there, and, you know, that kind of thing. So one day after dinner, Millie sums up her paranoia.
Well, he was naturally upset about the boat because it didn't get all the fish that he asked on. But he didn't lay any blame. He didn't lay any blame. And what's his name said? He'd be dizzy because I was there when he was talking to him before he left, and nothing like that was said. He's probably reflecting something, I don't know, of his own. But that's stupid. And because I was there, and there's no need to be paranoid about that at all.
Okay, Roger. I
thank you guys for calling. So, don't need to just
still
call
with it, okay? I guess it's better I get it out anyway. I'm just going to let it ride by. I ride over these things very frequently.
I would have reacted the same way.
Just Roger.
Now, this tape was taken on February the 15th, 1978, at 1850, at this time 1850, and the frequency is 7214.
The thing about the boat, too, is something that the heat was taken for that, where it probably belonged, and the proper action was...
WB6MID, portable 8R3. WB6, Mexico, India, Denmark, portable 8R3. And the call sign or the handle they use is L.
Thank you. and then asked for calling, you know, and he hasn't in his office, so we're trying.
If he can't, there must be somebody good there that can come.
Roger, roger, okay. And all that, the kind of thing we do with the QSL.
Roger, roger.
That we contacted 2,000 in just a couple of weeks, and of course we have over 1,000 very active members back home, back, not home, but you know, back where Rex is.
Roger.
We have heard now, to get on to the heavier subject. We have heard some murmurs.
Roger.
Okay, explain, we have a young woman, you don't have to explain who has been dating a high doctor in Phillips Corporation, copy?
Roger.
Okay, he criticized Quad. This person criticized Quad, saying, copy.
Roger, this is
that. Roger. No wonder people don't express loyalty to him.
Roger.
Pushes his doctors around too much. And he also said that they were hesitant to speak out. They were hesitant to speak out.
Pardon, sir.
Okay, anyway, the... He also predicted in the medical case of Larry that 1 week ago that Larry's condition would deteriorate. Do you copy?
Roger.
Which, you know, concerned us gravely. Because both of, you know, because that prediction turned out to be quite accurate. Okay, we are concerned that Claude's health could be in jeopardy and George's health because, of course, copy so far?
No, hang on.
Stand by, please. Stand in mind. Okay. Explain that we are concerned for the health of Claude and George because of what this.
Roger.
We had heard rumors that, you know, their health was not good or that it could possibly be in some jeopardy. Why anyone would approach Claude's medical case with this type of therapy. Roger. Give the quotes of the good doctor.
market a visit here recently about the Purist. Do you copy?
Roger, just a minute.
This is an interruption. Did you cancel the people from coming tomorrow?
I didn't. I don't know if Ann did or not.
Okay, now another thing is that we got these results from the medical journal that we were, you know, very surprised about. Do you copy?
Roger.
And the writer of the article was a person with the same kind of, was a kind of ambitious for Claude's post as the head of the medical program.
Roger, just a minute, but are we supposed to be canceling tomorrow?
I'm checking. Roger, I didn't copy all of the last of what you just said. I thought we were standing by. No, the head doctor in charge of that medical program that I was just discussing, we hate to see the same person that wrote in a medical journal we know is ambitious for that person's position in the clinic.
Roger.
This makes us very uneasy.
Roger.
We don't feel we can serve someone who is responsible for pushing Quad out.
Roger, just a minute.
Please, we can't even go to Barbara's house today because we just want to know really who's in charge of the program before we go on to do that. Okay, that's basically it. It's basically similar, but though in more depth from the thing that you already conveyed earlier. And we should ask for feedback from her as soon as possible on the total situation. Explain also that the doctor that wrote in the journal, do you copy?
Roger.
Had not ever visited the clinic.
Roger.
And actually hadn't even visited the labs or any of the surrounding benefits of the entire clinic program.
Roger.
And although he had been invited to do so,